We're doing the book of Iyov. We're up to what's called the 33rd chapter, the 20th Pasuk. Elihu ben Barachel has been telling Iyov that Hashem gives a person a vision, a dream, in which he's given an indication that God is displeased with what he does. And then, if he doesn't get the hint, so then Hashem gives him some kind of pain, some kind of soft punishment when he's lying down or when he's sleeping or something that causes him to be bedridden. But God leaves the majority of his body intact. V'rov atzamav heitan, and most of his bones are still strong and intact. And then if he doesn't get the hint, pasuk chaf, v'zihamatu chayato lachem. And if he doesn't get the hint, so then Hashem puts his life in a state where it's disgusted with food. V'zihamatu chayato lachem. Chayato, his life, is zihamatu, so to speak, is disgusted with lachem, with bread. His illness takes a turn for the worse. He reaches a point where he loses the basic appetite. V'nafsho ma'achalta va. And his soul is disgusted with delicious food, food that is usually appetizing. Yichel b'saro me'roi. And then he becomes emaciated. Yichel, like kilayon. His flesh gets finished off. Slowly he gets skinny and emaciated. Me'roi, from sight, so to speak. You'll see him quickly becoming emaciated. What's the next word by you? It's unclear by me. Vishupu atzmotav lo ru'u. And then Hashem says his bones too will start wearing down. Even though technically you don't see the bones, they're inside the body, nonetheless, they too will start being worn down. Vatikrav lashachat nafsho. And if he still doesn't do tshuva, if he doesn't recognize what's happening, so then his soul comes close to the grave. Vichayato lamimitim. And his basic life also comes close to the place where people die, where people are executed, meaning his situation deteriorates if he doesn't realize the message he's being given. Im yeshalav malach meilitz echad mini alef lagid leashra leadam yoshro. And when he's judged in the heavenly courts, if they find an angel that can say something good about him, an angel that can attest, even if it's only one angel out of a thousand angels, 999 are saying he did something wrong. And one angel can walk in and say, no, he did it right. Here's one case where he did it right. Vayichunenu vayomer. Pidaehu meredet shachat matzati chofer. And then in heavens, God will still have mercy over the person. He will grant him, so to speak, a pardon. He'll say, in the merit of that one angel, I will redeem his soul, even though there are so many who say he's done wrong. But one time that a person did something right in heaven, that has great weight. Notice this is an unusual pasuk. The tune of the pasuk, they keep going down, down, down. Vaychunenu vayomer pidaehu meredet shachat matzati chofer. Rutfash b'saro minoar yashuv limei alumav. And then his flesh, so to speak, gets rejuvenated. Again, his flesh gets its sap, so to speak, even more than it was in his youth. In a person's youth, usually he looks healthy. Yashuv limei alumav, he comes back to the days of his youth, to the days of his health. Yetar eleloha vayirtzehu vayar panav bitrua. And then if he turns to God in prayer, and God accepts his prayer, so then the person will turn to God and thank him and rejoice and call out in his rejoicing that Hashem accepted his prayer. Vayashev le'enosh tzidkato. And then Hashem will give the person what he justly deserves and doesn't even consider the fact that he saved his life from death. That doesn't even take away from his merits. He'll still get what he deserves, the good that he deserves. Yashor al anashim vayomer chatati v'yashar he'eveti v'lo shavali. And when he walks out between people, he will tell them, you know, I did things wrong. And because I didn't do what was right, you know, it wasn't worth it. Look at what happened to me. I deserved it. This didn't happen for nothing. He's alluding to something, right? Elihu ben Barachel. He's saying, Pada nafshi me'avo bashachat v'chayato ba'or tireh. And as he gives praise, and as he admits what he's done wrong, he says, you know, God saved me from the grave. And God gave my soul a capacity for life. And this too is part of a person's vidui. He says, you know, this is what God did on my behalf. And now we have a very famous pasuk quoted in Maimonides, Ilchot Tshuva, quoted in the Gemara. Hen kol eile yifalel pamayim shalosh im gaver. This is the way God deals with the human being. Even if a person sins three times, Hashem twice, three times, Hashem is willing to work with the person to help him come back. Hashem gives a person a chance before Hashem goes all out against the person. So, you know this prosecutor, right? Okay, we're going to have to pick up here, Bezachim, next time.
One question. Can we compare the